Laws governing the sowing of the seeds of karma.
Is there any way of knowing which seed will flourish and which will not?
Yes. For example, when you say, "The snack was delicious and I ate it all," you're sowing the seed. There's nothing wrong in saying, "I ate," as long as you're aware that you are not the one who's eating. But instead, you become the doer, and when you take on the doership, you plant the seed of karma. When you have no abhorrence towards the one who curses you, and no attachment towards the one who gardens you and takes care of you, then karma will not bind. Rag is attachment. Dvesh is abhorrence.
What if we do not realize that rag and dvesh are occurring?
The reward for not knowing is the wandering into life after life.
The relationship of the self and body.
Can you explain the relationship between the body and the self in more detail?
The body has come about as a result of ignorance of the self. It is the effect of all the causes you created. When someone praises you, you are pleased. But when he insults you, it upsets you. The external display of emotion is immaterial. The internal intent of these reactions, attachment and abhorrence, is the cause. It is this inner reaction that will bind karma. And it is this karma that will be discharged in the next life as an effect. The mind, speech, and body are all affected. While experiencing the effects, one creates new causes. The cycle of cause and effect is perpetuated in this manner. Even the foreign scientists can understand the concept of reincarnation in this way. These are all effects. To plead a case in a court of law is also an effect. You must not have any ego during this effect by saying, "I won the case." Effects will follow naturally, like flowing water. The water does not say, "I'm going down." Even then, it travels a great distance to the ocean. Humans, on the other hand, have ego, and so they bind karma. If a lawyer wins a lawsuit, he will say, "I won the lawsuit." Claiming doership is the ego, and this binds karma. The ego creates a cause. In return, the fruit of this cause will come as an effect.
The mystery of cause and effect.
Do you understand effect now? That which is happening is effect. When you submitted your examination paper, that is the past life, it was the cause. You do not have to worry about the effect, the result, which is inevitable once the exam is given. The result is the effect. The whole world is preoccupied with the effect and strives to change it, when really it should be concerned about the cause. Do you understand the science? Science is based on principles. It is irrefutable. If you were to earn 2 million in your business, would that be a cause or an effect?
It is a cause, Dada.
Explain to me how it can be a cause. Does it happen according to your will?
When you do business, whatever is going to happen will happen. That would be effect. But one has to create the causes in order to do the business, doesn't he? Only then he will be able to do the business, right?
No. Cause means nothing of the outside world is necessary. You can only do the business if your health is good. You have a sound mind and you have the necessary capital. That which is dependent upon all these things is an effect. But when a man stays up worrying at night, he is creating a cause. There's nothing else necessary in that. Causes are independent.
Dada, so the business we conduct is an effect then?
I call it an effect. Business is an effect. Do you have to do anything with the result of an exam? You have to do something when you take the exam, which is considered a cause. But do you have to do anything for the result?
No, Dada.
Similarly, even here, you do not have to do anything. Everything happens on its own accord. Your body is used in the process and things just happen. For causes, however, one has to do something. The belief of doership, I did it, is the cause. The suffering of that effect, I am suffering, is also the cause. Everything else is effect.
All the inner intents are causes.
Yes. Cause requires no one's help. When you cook a wonderful meal, it is all an effect. But if in the process you internally feel inner intent that I am a great cook, I made a wonderful meal, it is this intent that is the cause. As long as you do not have this inner intent, it is all effect. All that you hear or see is effect. Causes cannot be seen.
So the effect is everything that one experiences through these five senses?
Yes, all that is an effect. Your whole life is an effect. Bhav is the inner intent in life. This is the cause. There is a doer of this bhav. It is called the ego. That is, I am Chandulal, and this is happening to me. I am suffering. Whatever bhavs or inner intents occur in your life, if you are the doer of those bhavs, then they are all considered causes. That is what everyone in this world does. Once the karma ceases to bind, that is the end. Are you able to understand this much? Do you think that you can stop binding karma? Have you ever seen that happen? When you become involved in good things, you bind good karma. The bad things are always there. You can never get rid of karma. Once you become aware of who you are and what makes all this happen, you will stop binding karma forever.
How did the first karma arise?
According to the theory of karma, one binds karma and then suffers its consequence later. So in a sense, it is cause and effect. First comes the cause, then comes its effect. So according to your inference, how can you trace back to the original karma?
There is no beginning in that which has no beginning. It is like a beaded necklace. Where is the beginning of the earth's rotation and orbit?
It has no beginning.
Therefore, there is no beginning for this world. It is all round. It has no beginning. But there is liberation from this. Liberation is possible due to the presence of the self. Everything is round, not square. If it were square, it could be said that it starts from one corner and ends at another. Where is there a corner in something round? The entire universe is round, but your intellect cannot perceive this. So tell your intellect to stand aside. The intellect cannot fathom this, but it can be understood through Jnan. Which comes first, the egg or the chicken? Alas, just leave it alone and talk about something else. Or else you will be doomed to the cycle of birth and death, like the chickens and the egg. Anything that has no solution is round. Don't you hear of people talking in circles?
Still the question keeps arising about where the original karma comes from before birth. In the cycle of 8,400,000 births and deaths, when and where did all this pap, that is demerit karma, and punya, that is merit karma, begin?
It has no beginning.
It has to have a beginning somewhere, Dada.
It started when the intellect began, and it will end when the intellect ends. Otherwise, it has no beginning.
Dada, who gave us this intellect?
Where is there a giver in all this anyway? There's nobody above you. If someone were to be your giver, then he would be your superior, and he would always remain as such. There would be no such thing as liberation in the world. How can there be liberation when you have a superior?
But what was the first karma? What was the original karma that gave rise to this body?
Nobody has given you this body. It is all a result of the coming together and interactions of the six eternal elements. In reality, you have not been given this body. You have assumed this body to be yours. This is your illusion. When this illusion goes away, there will be nothing there. It all came about because of the belief I am Chandubhai.
Karma of one or numerous lives.
All these karmas cannot give effect in just one lifetime. So does that mean that one has to suffer them over a period of many lifetimes? How can one attain liberation unless all his karmas are finished?
One cannot even begin to think about liberation. When the karmas for a particular lifetime come to end, that is when the body departs. But by then new karmas have already been bound. So how can one talk about liberation? Old karmas, effects from the previous life, do not follow you. You are binding karmas even at this very moment. While you are engaged here asking these questions, you are binding punya karmas, good karma.